Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. As the COVID situation becomes worse in the national capital, with record deaths and a high positivity rate over the last several days, the centre moves in to address a critical emergency, the availability of COVID ICU beds with ventilator support. As many as 500 beds will be ready in days, fully equipped, perhaps just a couple of days. This decision comes a day after the other crisis, air pollution, seemed to worsen in the national capital. Air pollution, with citizens brazenly flouting the laws and PM 2.5 counts rising massively during Diwali night. Air pollution is known to weaken the immune system, making COVID symptoms far more dangerous. On the show tonight, COVID and air pollution soars. Is it time for drastic new measures for the national capital region? But first, let's go through the 12 key points which have been announced by the centre, by the Home Minister, to fight COVID in Delhi, a recognition that we may be in trouble in our national capital. Firstly, RT-PCR testing in Delhi will be increased twofold. RT-PCR tests are the more reliable tests. They'll be doubled now to get a full idea of just how far it's spread. The Health Ministry and the Indian Council for Medical Research will deploy mobile testing vans in high-risk areas. There'll be an increased capacity of Delhi hospitals. This is perhaps most critical now. 300 ICU beds to be added at a DRDO, Defence Research and Development Organisation, COVID hospital. These beds will be activated. They'll have the facilities to be ICU beds. In other words, one would assume ventilator support as well, or machines which actually help or facilitate breathing. 10,000 bed COVID center in Chhatarpur in Delhi that exists will be strengthened. The aim is to increase beds with oxygen facilities. Some municipality hospitals will be converted into dedicated hospitals for less serious cases. Dedicated teams to visit private hospitals and determine actual availability of COVID medical infrastructure. There's also a review of all containment measures which will take place. Containment zones will be looked at carefully, contact tracing, screening, quarantine. And additional doctors and paramedical staff will be flown into Delhi, perhaps from the Central Armed Police Forces, the paramilitary forces. Because where do the doctors come from? I mean, that's critical. Track patients in home isolation and focus on moving patients to hospitals immediately if urgent medical care is needed, to prepare a protocol for plasma donation in severe COVID cases. The centre will provide oxygen cylinders, high-flow nasal cannula and other essential equipment to the state government. And to have a strategy to tell people about COVID behaviour and its negative impact on health in the long run. So that's the big plan now. It sounds very ambitious. A lot of people would say it hasn't come a day too late. Joining us now, Raghav Chadda, MLA and spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, Dr. Arvind Kumar, chairperson at the Center for Chest Surgery and Chest Onco Surgery at Sir Gangaram Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Kumar, director CSIR, Neeti Nagpur, Asif Bhamla, spokesperson of the BJP. Raghav, let me come to you first. The additional capacity of COVID ICU beds, it's a very large capacity addition which is planned, 500 odd, that could go up to 750. Why such large numbers? Is it because present capacity has been used up, or is it because you presume that will be required because there will be many new cases which will be emerging?
Well, Vishnu, as you know, that the positivity rate of COVID-19 in Delhi has increased, in fact, by a whopping 300%. It had come down to 5% and now it's gone up above 15%. And in order to prepare for the this third wave of the spread of the virus, it is important to augment the medical infrastructure. Now, we have adequate number of beds in Delhi. There is no problem. But yes, we anticipate that there could be a bottleneck that we face vis-a-vis the ICU beds. And as a precursor to the meeting that happened today, the Honorable Chief Minister of Delhi, Shri Arvind Kejriwal, in fact, wrote to the Honorable Union Health Minister, Shri Harshvardhan, 1 week ago, saying that we need to increase the number of ICU beds. And perhaps it is because of that particular letter that a meeting like this was convened today. And what the Honorable Home Minister of the country has promised is as follows. Your question regarding the 750 beds. He has said that 250 more beds with ventilator will be added by tomorrow evening.
Right.
Additional 250 beds with ventilator will be added by day after. And additional 250 ICU bed without ventilator will be added by day after.
Right.
So in a span of 72 hours, the union government has promised that they will augment the public health infrastructure in Delhi by a whopping 750 ICU beds. And even if you were to look at the mobile app that we had prepared to actively and on real-time basis report the bed availability in respective hospitals, you will find that there are beds available across. But what is not available, or what has, of course, is breaching the full capacity, is the
COVID ICU
beds.
With ventilator support.
Yes, so that
support.
Is what
yes.
We are anticipating and working towards now. All other measures are, of course, the measures that the government is undertaking. And let me say this in no uncertain terms, Vishnu, that what one is also seeing is this sense of weariness and lockdown fatigue that a lot of people are experiencing. It is
so, Raghav, can we talk about that in a moment?
To step in.
Raghav, we'll talk about that. That's an important theme. I wanted to just break up my discussion. Dr. Arvind Kumar, 750 ICU beds, 500 with ventilator. In 48 hours, we should, a little bit more, we'll have 500 ICU beds. How does that address the present situation? And is it your concern that we may not have enough doctors in Delhi? The Central Armed Police Forces will fly in their doctors and paramedical staff, but the number is still quite substantive, right? Even if you fly in doctors.
Vishnu, first of all, thank you for having me on this show. When you have a patient in ICU, it's not just the ventilator. Its ventilator is just one part of the story. You need critical care trained doctors to manage them. The nurses who manage the ICU with patients on ventilator have to have a specialized ventilatory care training. And as you are aware, when they are wearing PPE, because of the various reasons, the maximum duty hours that are usually allowed are about 6 hours, sometimes overstretching to 8 hours. Expecting anyone to do more than 8 hours duty in that PPE, in which you can't even go to the washroom, is very difficult. Not difficult, it's impossible. I've tried it myself. You wear it for 6 hours, you want to go to washroom. It's easy to say that you can wear, huggies and napkins and have urinate in that, but you cannot work in an ICU having urinated in the napkins there. It's impractical. So if you take 24 hours, you need three shifts. Even if it's 8 hours, you need three shifts of people. Take also into account the fact that a certain percentage of these doctors and nurses will themselves acquire COVID and will fall sick, as we are seeing every day in our hospital. So if you were to man a 250 or a 500-bedded ICU, you need a really large number of resident doctors, nurses, and consultants trained in critical care if you want to provide a high-quality, proper care to these
right.
patients.
Very important.
That's quite a task.
Okay, I want to ask Mr. Bhamla that. Mr. Bhamla, it's just one line that the Home Minister has mentioned, that these doctors and paramedics will be flown in from the Central Armed Police Forces, the paramilitary forces, as it were. But I think Dr. Arvind Kumar makes a critical point over here. You need a massive inflow of doctors into Delhi, not just at these facilities, existing facilities. We talk about COVID fatigue. What about the fatigue of our doctors in dealing with this for all of these months? Is this not a real issue that the center needs to step in on?
Certainly, it's today, as we all know, we had a high-level meeting with regards to COVID. And the good thing is that both the state and central government have decided to come together instead of just blaming each other in the interest to protect citizens' health and welfare. And that's a positive move. And going forward, we've already seen that the Honorable Home Minister has announced the RT-PCR tests to be double, the use of Delhi labs to the fullest, the vans to be allocated in the high-risk area, and to conduct more, rather, a lack of tests per
yes.
day. Now, having said that, I want to also highlight an aspect of pollution which is invariably and rather directly connected to pollution. We've already summarized that 13% of Delhi's COVID cases, a spike is linked to air pollution. So that is some aspect. And again, with winters approaching, that is some aspect which has to be looked into, because, and I'm sure the state government in conveyance with the central government will take on, because yet, as the Honorable Prime Minister said, the virus, the lockdown is over, but the virus is not yet.
Okay.
So people still, the social distancing, if you see, sure. Give me 30 seconds more, that if you see, there's still, I was seeing in a lot of these markets, of course, due to the festive shoppings, there's yet no social distancing happening. There has to be a timing for the markets to be there. And still, I mean, of course, there's been massive fines for the usage of crackers. Right,
Mr. Bhamla, I'll come back to you. I just want to bring in some very specific points.
So these both things,
yes,
are,
of course, I just need to focus. So just one moment, Mr. Bhamla, we know this and we'll come back to you. Very important message. Yes. But I want a very specific. So Dr. Rakesh Kumar, can you forecast the pollution, the air pollution over Delhi in light of the fires which exist? Are they going up? Are they going down over, let's say, the next fortnight or so? Is it possible to forecast what we are seeing?
This is a very difficult question, Soam. It's not so easy to forecast for next 15 days in terms of what is going to happen with air pollution. But what is important here is to look at all the sources which we know they are and how are we controlling them. So currently we have to look at all vehicular related, rear suspension, garbage burning, or any kind of burning and combustion which takes place. How do we control them? Fortunately, this Diwali, although we saw increasing pollution levels, but when we look at the contribution from crackers, it has been much less,
right,
comparatively. So what we have to do is look at all the sources and try to control them ward by ward, grid by grid, every 2 by 2 kilometer. Because when we look at air pollution as a big parameters, we are unable to solve it. And this is a time when we have to start looking on a very grid basis and a granular fashion. There are papers which we also, our institute also wrote very recently, that when we have higher air pollution, we do have more cases of COVID, which is a comparative study for 7 cities across the world. So we need to be very, very careful at this stage when the stability of atmosphere is almost very, very stable in a normal scientific terms. It means wind is not moving. The moment we have wind movement, we will have a better situation in terms of air pollution as of now.
Okay. Dr. Kumar, the medical link between COVID and air pollution, can you explain this to our viewers in simple terms?
Yeah, Vishnu, this link has been established and proved in studies from across the world. The first study came way back in April from China. And then there was a very important study which came from Italy, where they actually made a heat map of the PM2.5 levels across Italy from north to south. And they also made a heat map of cases of COVID from north to south across the country. So two maps of Italy, one having PM2.5, one having COVID incidence. And they found that the two maps were exact replica of each other, meaning that areas with high levels of PM2.5 were experiencing much higher number of COVID cases per unit population, all other factors remaining the same. A very important study came from Harvard, where they didn't look at the incidence, but they looked at the mortality and correlated it to PM2.5 levels and found that for every 1 microgram increase in chronic exposure to 2.5, there was an 8% increase in mortality. These two studies, and there are numerous other studies, yes, I'm not quoting them for brevity. These two have categorically established two facts. Number one, pollution impacted communities have higher incidence of COVID, and having acquired COVID, people who are pollution impacted have higher mortality from COVID. And both are not difficult to explain. When you have exposure to pollution, you have severe inflammation, which occurs in the wind,
okay,
passages. And inflamed passage is more prone to all viral infections. And then you have lung and heart and other problems present as they are in pollution impacted communities, you have higher mortality.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we are seeing in Delhi in the last 2 weeks.
Raghav, last question to you. And what you were trying to talk about, fatigue among people. I mean, we've seen huge numbers in markets. You can't stop people, but then people aren't maintaining social. So what do you do now? The chief minister has been calling up people on recorded messages. The police have been making fines. They tried to crack down on firecrackers. Nothing happened. So what is the new way to try and enforce this?
Look, of course, these matters were also discussed in the meeting that happened earlier today as to how do we, you know, instill that sense of awareness in a section of society which seems to be suffering or undergoing this sense of weariness and lockdown fatigue, as a result of which you see that people aren't practicing social distancing or neither are they wearing any masks. To my mind, an intermittent lockdown or a perpetual lockdown is not the solution. Reducing or increasing the market timing is also not the solution. The solution is that the community itself needs to understand that community transmission will be stopped by the community itself. A government, an administrative intervention, a political intervention can serve only a limited purpose, which it has. And we have, using these intermittent as well as a long state of lockdown, have augmented up public health capacity, conducted several awareness drives. So I think it's the janta, it's the community that now needs to also sort of chip in. I'm not saying that everyone is violating the protocols, but a large section of people are certainly not complying with that. And at the same time, we must, while we are talking about livelihoods of people and the market and the economic growth, we must also keep in mind that lives are also important, and therefore it's important to strike that balance between lives and livelihoods. And I think both the union government and the Delhi government are working towards ensuring that. In fact, one of the things that the union home minister put out in a statement is also to do with, to address this sense of weariness.
Yes.
And this.
Now, how do you do that?
So both the governments are actively considering this, and very soon you'll hear a detailed plan vis-a-vis this.
Mr. Bhamla, would you like to comment on this last point? How do you get people to stick to wearing masks? Focused question.
I appreciate what Raghav mentioned, as we are fighting this invisible enemy. So more awareness campaigns in this regard, obviously, I'm sure the chief minister is and the central government is also going to take more measures to this. But if this doesn't stop to an extent, but I am afraid that we would, the state would have to go into a lockdown situation.
Was that discussed today, Raghav, a lockdown?
Yeah, because
Raghav, was a lockdown discussed today?
Looking at the weather, you're not letting me complete.
I'll come back to you, sir, but you raise a very important point. Raghav, was a lockdown complete?
The way things are moving,
look now,
with the pollution levels on the high, we're seeing the northwest winds also from Haryana and Punjab having also a major impact on the on the pollution, on the increment level, and the burning of the stubble has still yet to be controlled. So I personally feel, looking at all these problems, there could be a need or a necessity.
Okay, that's an important point. Raghav, was a lockdown discussed? Was a lockdown discussed?
Look, Vishnu, neither was I present in the meeting, nor do I have the liberty to comment on this.
But, it was discussed then, right?
I wasn't in the meeting, so don't attribute this to. I wasn't in the meeting. I'm not aware of the fact whether any restrictions, etc., were discussed or not. And as a statement that has been put out by the Honorable Chief Minister and by the Union Home Minister, there is no mention of sort of lockdown as of now. And quite frankly, the government of Delhi, the Honorable Chief Minister of Delhi, and all of us believe that a perpetual state of lockdown is an idea that is inconceivable.
Raghav, when we keep discussing this, I'm just saying about the immediate situation, because 10-day lockdown, I mean, is that a solution?
Look, there is a need for an intervention. I agree. There is a need for an administrative as well as political intervention. What will be the contours of this intervention? I'm not aware of. Okay. I'm not privy to it, and I'm not at liberty to discuss any of it.
Should increase, but with the fear that maybe there could be a lockdown if they don't resort to, the lesser vehicular movements, because anyways, the public transport is still not fully operational, is what I understand. So I think it's the people only who, in the interest to avoid a further lockdown, have to take certain disciplinary measures in the interest of the state and the country, I think.
Okay. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. I need to go across to Professor Rijo John. He's a health economist and adjunct professor at the Rajgiri College of Social Sciences in Kochi. He's been looking very closely at the numbers of COVID in the last few days. In terms of the positivity rate, what are some of the broad trends which you have seen in, let's say, the last 1 week? And is it possible again, to forecast where we are headed with these numbers.
Thank you, Vishnu. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Well, when we talk about the Delhi, you know, clearly the test positivity rate has been on an increasing trend for the last couple of weeks now. But what is more interesting is that, you know, Delhi has actually cut down its daily testing about 10% compared to what it was doing, say, during its previous peak. You know, the second peak it had in September, Delhi was doing something like 60,000 tests on average per day. And right now it's doing only about 54,000 tests. That is about 10% less. You know, that's actually one of the reasons why the test positivity rate is actually going up. And despite this steady number of tests that has been happening in the last couple of weeks, we are seeing a rise in cases. So obviously, at a time when the test positivity rate is increasing, it clearly shows that we are actually losing out a lot of cases out there. We are not really detecting a lot of cases. No, that's a meaning.
But Professor, I think what's, now that the Home Minister, the center, has said that tests in Delhi and RT-PCR tests need to go up to 1 lakh, 1.5 lakhs. If that is the case, then the chances are that we'll see an enormous spike in the positivity rate. The more you test, the more results come in. And given the trend that you're seeing, it could be an exponential spike, right? Isn't that possible?
Well, if you increase the testing by 1 to 1.5 lakh, you know, obviously the cases would also go up, but that doesn't mean the test positivity rate goes up because you have both the numerator and denominator both going up, right? So most likely if you increase the number of testing much more than what it is now, I would imagine that the test positivity rate should come down. And in fact, that's the right way to do. I mean, you have to increase the testing much manifold than what is being done
so
now.
So that's an important point that statistically... as far as you are concerned, the more you test, there is a strong possibility that the positivity rate might actually come down. That's what you're
Absolutely.
That's what you're indicating.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
But
yes.
That would indicate then that the virus hasn't spread to the extent as what many have feared. What about those who say that, no, in fact, if there are more tests, you'll get a real picture, a real idea of how far it's spread and that the positivity rate may actually go up. Is that a possibility as well?
Well, from my point of view, I see that if more testing is definitely the way to go.
Right, absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah.
There's no question about that.
There's no question about that.
And clearly, when you start increasing the number of tests for the initial days, you might see an increase in test positivity rate because you are detecting more cases. But then, you know, doing more and more tests helps you overcome that, and you would eventually decrease the test positivity rate if you keep increasing testing at a steady rate or at an increasing
sure.
rate.
So,
that, yeah.
Professor, one final question to you. If you look at the positivity rate in Delhi presently, compare it with the national average, could you just, for the benefit of our viewers, sum up where Delhi is vis-a-vis the rest of the country?
Oh, yes. Delhi's test positivity rate at the moment is, I mean, I usually follow a 7-day average test positivity rate instead of looking at a daily figure because the daily figures are subject to huge fluctuations.
Right.
So the last 7-day average test positivity rate in Delhi is around 13.6% right now, and which was around 11% a week back. However, at the all India level, it is 4.4%, and it has been well below 5% for more than 3 weeks in a row right now. So clearly, Delhi's test positivity rate is almost 2 to 3 times higher. But, you know, at the same time, Delhi, if you look at the test per million, Delhi is indeed doing almost 5 times the test per million per day compared to the national average. But then simply because of the fact that Delhi is having much more cases or the growth in cases, daily growth in cases are much larger, it really needs to increase the testing much more than what it is now.
All right. Well, these tests will go up, fortunately. That's clear. That's going to happen soon. Professor, it's been great speaking to you. We'll have you back perhaps in a week from now to analyze what the results are of this increased testing. It could draw some very interesting data out of that. Thanks very much, sir, for being with us. We'll take a short break, come back with more.